Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You've got Mike here, Bo across from me. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are going to talk about the pass rushers, but Bo's Top 5 Tuesday has lit a firestorm on Twitter regarding the best MTV reality shows, and I cannot let this day go by without my claim to fame that the producers for MTV's Real World and Road Rules came through Milledgeville when I was in school.
Oh.
Looking for people?
No.
Oh, yeah? When you were in college?
When I was in college. Yeah. And what they do, though, is they bring a bunch of the former cast there, like, to the party, to the club, to, hype you up before you do your interview and stuff. Dude, Ace pulled me up on a table, and we danced.
Ace.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
All right.
What an old school throwback, right?
All right, calm down, Grant. I know Grant.
Oh, my gosh. How many years ago was that?
I don't know. I could never do a reality show. Like
no?
That. No, God, no. I would never.
I was almost cast on a different one, but my contract with the radio station I was working with at the time would not allow me. But I was going to be on Married at First Sight, Second Chances. Not the one where you get married, but they took the people who ended up getting divorced and gave them a second chance.
That's all right. First of all, I know we got to move on.
Yeah, we do.
I would never do a reality show, and I would quadruple never do a Married at First Sight. Like, absolutely
but
not.
The version I was going to be on was not the one where you got married. It was just like the Bachelor version of taking those people.
No,
well,
thanks.
There was a radio guy I used to work with who still works in the city who used to be bald and now has hair. And he was cast on I Love New York.
Yeah.
But he turned it down.
Smart move.
He didn't go. I cannot remember. I think it was like about a work or something, but yeah. And
those contracts.
New York was something, huh?
She still is.
Intense.
She's on Villains right now on
what?
E. Yeah.
What is that?
House of Villains. They cast all like the people that are the bad people on these reality shows. Like Tom Sandoval is going to be on it. Paul from Big Brother is going to be on it.
I don't know much about anything, but I know Tom Sandoval has found himself in a couple of bad places.
He was on CNN for cheating on his girlfriend. Like, that's crazy
town. Who's Tom Sandoval?
Okay,
dude,
well, see me after the
story
show.
For another day, yeah.
But you know, like, I Love New York was that spawned out of Love
Flavor.
Flavor of Love.
Yeah, Flavor of love. That's what it was called.
You brought
me
back here just to reopen the same wound, Flav.
Oh, my God.
That's when she got brought back the second time, and she made it all the way to the finals and still didn't get picked.
Can't deal with y'all today.
What a great impression.
To reopen the same wound, Flav.
All right, we're going to move on to Falcons. When it comes to this team, Mike and Bo, they don't guess with their opinions. They know these things because Mike has been in the trenches as a Falcons offensive lineman. Bo is on the road every week with the team, so if they say it, trust it. We've been talking about the best pass rushers today that the Falcons are going to face. So where are we at with this? I think we named top 5-4-3, and we need to get to 2-1.
Should we recap our top?
Sure.
Please do.
I'll go first.
I thought that's what you were saying.
At five, I put Joey Bosa because if he's healthy, he is. I know he hasn't been healthy, only 13 and a half sacks in 3 years. If he's healthy and he's on a pitch count, which I think he will be, a snap count, he could be legit with what's around him. At four, I have Will McDonald. Dude broke on the scene in his sophomore year for the Jets. I think he had like 10 and a half sacks last year, one of the higher graded pass rushers in the league. And at three, because of what's around him, because I think he's out to prove that he gets one more big deal, or one big deal. And in general, I think Hassan Reddick with the Bucks at three, because he's got 51 sacks since 2020, I believe is a number. It's pretty good. I know he sucked last year, but part of that was a lot of what was going on with New York and a contract dispute.
Yeah, I started with five. I went with Bradley Chubb, and you mentioned injury last year. Obviously didn't play last season for the Miami Dolphins, but with with some of the other pieces that are around him. He had 12 sacks 2 years ago. I think he'll bust back on the scene and be a force to be reckoned with. I went at four for a lot of the reasons you mentioned of Joey Bosa. I went with Greg Rousseau, who's going to be one of his teammates. 8 sacks a year ago. Obviously just inks the 4-year, $80 million extension up in Buffalo. I think he is going to be a problem for a lot of different teams. And when you look at the front, you mix in Ed Oliver, that's going to be a situation for the Falcons. And then at number three, I went defense tackle. I went Leonard Williams for the Seattle Seahawks.
I love
12 sacks. A year ago, including 4 in his last 2 games, just an absolute force in the interior to be reckoned with. And I think he's going to be lined up against Ryan Neuzel, and I think that he's going to try to have a field day. So that's where we land at so far for 5 through 3.
I love that pick that you have at 3. I love the Leonard Williams thing. I think that is something that is just so – it's so not thought about. I did have a problem with all the L.A. guys, by the way.
Dang.
It was a real problem for me not putting one of those guys on the list because of how good they all are, and they collectively make each other much better.
Yeah, the LA thing for me, I started to put Jared Verse on my list, and then when it came down to it, I didn't. I think he's the best option as far as the Rams go to put on the list, but he had 4.5 sacks a year ago as a rookie. I know he's the defensive rookie of the year. But I also decided that if I was going to put him on there, I probably needed to take a look at Leatu Latu up in Indianapolis and Chop Robinson and the guys that had similar statistics. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just grouped them all together and was like, you know what? We'll see what happens in year two with some of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, you could put Braden Fisk on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Who had a better year, really.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. So at number two for me, this is going to – I think this one is probably going to throw you off a little bit, although I'm not sure why. The Vikings, I've got Jonathan Greenard. 65 games. He has 35 sacks, like 50 tackles for loss. He had 12 sacks last year, and he's got 7 forced fumbles. So not only does he get there, but he knows how to knock the ball out as well. You look at some of these guys that you'll go through with forced fumbles, and I think that's a very telling stat because they don't. Sometimes they might not even get the guy down, but because they have active hands they can get the ball out, which is a sack at times.
Yeah. This is one of those things in life where somebody thinks they're going to shock you, and then you start being like, what do you think of me that you thought that was going to be shocking? Jonathan Greenard, absolutely. Okay. And I know that, you know, people look at, and I know we've already got a tweet of Andrew Van Ginkle, and different, you know, a couple of other different players. Jonathan Greenard's there. The 12 sacks a year ago, obviously, Danielle Hunter and him switched places a couple of seasons ago between the Houston Texans and the Minnesota Vikings. Jonathan Greenard is one of those guys that is going to be an issue. And that game, Craig, if I'm wrong, that game happens early in the season.
It's week 2.
Yeah,
on
week 2.
Sunday night.
So that's not a thing where you're going to look, be like, oh man, you know, week 16, maybe he's dinged up at that. No. He is going to be breathing fire and is going to be causing issues. I know he's a local Georgia guy, and when you add all that into the mix, man, he belongs at number two. I have absolutely zero issue with him being up on the list at number two for me. That's where he lands for me as well.
Paulding County guy.
There you
hire
go.
Hire him. I actually, one of a buddy of mine coached him in high school.
Yeah. He's a dog, man.
He's a great kid. Great human being, too.
Yeah.
So at school, he did attend University of Florida at one point, too.
Careful calling him a kid. He's a grown man.
Yeah, you could. Randy McMichael would call him a grown ass man, dog.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
That one.
I think number one is easy. I think we both had the same guy number one.
Yep.
I would question you if you didn't have this guy number one. You know, Allie said all those nice things about your football, you being a football knower, a knower of ball, some say.
Yeah.
I would question you if we got to this point and this guy hasn't come up on your list. I would just completely dismiss you if Nick Bosa wasn't number one.
He's number one.
82 games in his – 107 games in his career. No, I'm wrong. 82. I'm right. I read the wrong guy. I was reading Joey. Wrong Bosa altogether. 82 games in his career. 62.5 sacks. 87 tackles for loss in that time span, 165 quarterback hits. Again, what was the number I mentioned earlier with Jonathan Grenard? Forced fumbles.
Forced fumbles.
This guy's got 11.
Yeah.
This guy's 11 forced fumbles. He gets the ball out. He had nine last year. I don't even think he was – I don't think he even played – he didn't play a full season.
No,
he missed three games.
Missed three games. I think it was an oblique he had a year ago, three or four games. He was kind of in and out. He had a number of different injuries. And that's really the only question when it comes to him and possibly his brother. But the question is he going to play 17 games? Anytime you line up a guy like that. Now, we could talk about San Francisco's front seven. And we can talk about their ability to get, you know, to get to the quarterback. He is the he's the cornerstone, right? When you talk about Nick Bosa. And that is also primetime game. It's going to be a home game for them. It's going to be loud for the Atlanta Falcons. I already get nervous for, honestly, both tackles in this situation. When you talk about primetime games and having to go on a head bob possibly out there in California, we talked about home games just a little while ago. I don't think it's a terrible place to play when it's a daytime game, but a nighttime game out in San Francisco and thinking of guys, you know, Caleb McGarry going on a head bob against a guy like Nick Bosa is absolutely terrifying. A lot of these guys I categorize by, like, who would be terrifying when I turn on the film? He's numero uno on that list, buddy.
I think it's a phenomenal point that you got to face Grenard and Bosa on primetime games, you know, away.
Yes.
And it makes it so much harder because everybody is hyped up. When it's national TV, I mean, it's always national TV, but it rings differently, Allie, when you're the only show in town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere else to go.
So those picks, the top five list from both Mike and Bo of the pass rushers we're going to be facing this season, they are up on Twitter. If you want to weigh in on this conversation at 9:29 morning shift. Coming up, just a word of advice, take a nap after work today if you want to watch the Braves tonight. We will preview the Athletics game next, and we've got them mic'd up.
Yeah, we got them mic'd up. There's an interesting question thrown around in the socials yesterday. Assuming every player is at their athletic peak, which NFL player would win a game of 11v11 football if all the teams were made up of 22 clones of the same guy? We'll answer that question. Think about that during the break. We'll answer it when we come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.